It is a Tuesday. What do we do on Tuesdays at this time? We do the FHN Dial the Doc program, brought to you by and sponsored by FHN. And joining us here today, FHN Clinical Operations Leader of Rehabilitation Services, Jennifer Thompson, is back with us again today. Hey, Jennifer, good morning. Hello to you.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for being here. I know my understanding is that your role at FHN has changed since the last time we talked. Tell us about that.
Yes, I had been the athletic trainer at various high schools in the area since about 2005 when I moved to Illinois, and I was at Freeport High School for the past 12 of those years, but that came to an end in June of 2021, and I took on the role of clinical operations leader for FHN's rehabilitation services, where I get to support our staff of about 40 highly skilled, amazing people who provide physical, occupational, and speech therapies to adults and children in our communities.
You're here today to talk about, it's coming around, I can't believe, school sports physicals. Tell us why school sports physicals are important.
Well, sports physicals determine risk factors such as pre-existing illnesses and undiagnosed health issues for athletes. It involves a review of the individual's medical history and assessment of past injuries that will help identify potential risks of participating in their specific sport or sports. It also includes recommendations for how athletes can maintain their health and reduce their risk of injury. It's really important that students in competitive sports can participate in a healthy way and with the peace of mind that other students have also been cleared for participation in the same way.
Now, there's a difference between a sports physical and just a school physical. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the focus of the school physical is mostly on general health concerns and vaccinations necessary for school attendance, while the sports physical is more focused on a few specific conditions which may make it dangerous to participate in sports.
Now, are sports physicals necessary every year, and how long are they good for?
Yes, in Illinois, you need a new sports physical every year. They last for 395 calendar days. This helps include postseason participation.
Now, what about this? If a student is due for a school physical, does that also count as a sports physical?
Well, incoming 6th and 9th grades can use their school physical in lieu of a sports physical. However, the reverse isn't true. A sports physical cannot be accepted as proof of a physical exam for school attendance.
And are they necessary for all sports and both boys and girls?
Yes. If your child will be trying out for any sport, including intramural, they must have a sports physical on file prior to the season's first practice.
We're talking to Jennifer Thompson on the FHN Dial-A-Doc program. Jennifer is FHN Clinical Operations Leader of Rehabilitation Services. Jennifer, I understand that FHN has a number of clinics set up for these sports physicals. Tell us a little bit about them.
FHN is sponsoring several more sports physicals this year held in various FHN healthcare centers throughout our service areas. And some of these need no appointment. There are also two dates in July and August that will be held at Freeport High School. You can find the exact dates and times of all remaining sports physicals and their locations and the ones that do need appointments online at fhn.org/sportsphysicals.
And what does a student athlete need to bring with them for these physicals?
Please come with the forms filled out and signed by a parent or legal guardian. This will help move you quicker through the exam. If they're not signed by the parent or guardian, then we can't see you. So we ask that the athlete not just show up by themselves with the forms needing to be filled out. There are three forms, and they can be found at fhn.org/sportsphysicals to be downloaded and printed. Bring a pen in case you forget to fill out anything. If you wear glasses or contacts, have them ready for the eye exam portion, and the cost this year is $25 due when you turn in the forms, cash or check only.
And Jennifer, does a parent need to accompany the student to this physical?
So if the forms are not filled out and signed, then yes, a parent or guardian will need to accompany them. In order to comfortably accommodate everyone, we ask that only two adult support persons, including the guardian who will be signing, and the athlete come into the building. We ask that siblings or individuals not receiving a physical not come into the building.
And my understanding is FHN does something unique with these sports physicals to help local schools. Tell us about that.
As in previous years, FHN donates the entire cost of the sports physical back to the school for which it was held, something that no other organization in our area does.
And that added up to a pretty big number last year. Tell us about that.
Last year, we were able to donate back in total $10,920.
And now, where can people find out more information, Jennifer, about the sports physicals we've been talking about today?
Online, fhn.org/sportsphysicals, or you can call your local FHN office.
Jennifer, great to talk to you again. Thank you. Great information as always. We'll talk again soon, all right?
Take care, Scott.
Jennifer Thompson, FHN Clinical Operations Leader of Rehabilitation Services at FHN. The preceding brought to you by and sponsored by FHN.